Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, alongside Mr. Mitchell Spean, the first show of the New Year's since yesterday was pre-recorded. Welcome, Mitchell. Did you have a good New Year's?
Absolutely, and Happy New Year to you.
This is great. January 3rd, the bottom line, of course, the first Tuesday of every month from 2 to 3. And, wow, we get to celebrate this brand new year. How are you going to celebrate the brand new year?
By working on my bottom line along with everybody else's that we're trying to help.
That is good because let's make 2012 a much different year than 2011 for those who have experienced or have not quite accomplished their goals. And this could be a good renewed start for people. And that's what breakthrough thinking is about. Breakthrough thinking. Change your thinking, change your life. And Tommy, welcome to the show. Our producer, no Christmas tie? Oh, not yet, but a regular tie. All right, nice tie. So this the gang's all back. This is going to be great. From 3 to 4, of course, we have the Green Roundtable. They're going to talk about Green New Year's resolutions.
I only make one New Year's resolution, and that's to make one New Year's resolution.
And you did it. And then that was it. It's like having three wishes and only wishing for one. I don't know what that means. But anyway, sounded good. So we have a great show today. As always, Mitch, you always bring on the great, great guests. And a guest today will really, I believe, help a lot of people if they're 62 or older. And even if you're younger than 62, you might have parents or relatives, family or friends that might be 62 or older. So this is great information. Let's welcome to the show Barry Walker from First National Bank. Barry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Excellent.
It's a pleasure being here.
Well, this is great because this is a topic I think that is really important for people to understand. And the topic is reverse mortgages. And you are the king, we'll call it, the expert. The one that knows reverse mortgages, and that's what we're going to get into for the next hour.
I don't know if I'm the king, but I do know reverse mortgages.
If you're the king, I want to hear an Elvis song right now. Okay, maybe not. And how would Elvis say it, Tom? Thank you very much. Okay, it sounded like Edward G. Robinson a little bit. Wow, how did I get that going? Anyway, so Barry, you've been First National Bank for a while, and the bank itself has been around 105 years. What's up with that?
Yes. It's based out of Layton, Utah, and they were a community bank, and they are licensed in all 50 states. So that means we can do all types of mortgages besides reverse mortgages in all 50 states, including obviously Hawaii and Alaska. So that is a great plus. Because you brought up a very good point, Dave. While reverse mortgages is for seniors 62 and older, but it's a good vehicle that if people that are younger, the children, grandchildren hear about it, they can talk to their grandparents and say, hey, this may be a very, very good idea for you.
Yeah, there's no question, and let's get into that. First of all, a lot of people have heard the term reverse mortgages, but what is a reverse mortgage? How would you describe it for people that really are unsure?
The other acronym that may go for reverse mortgage is HECM, which is a home equity conversion mortgage. It is a reverse mortgage, and it is exactly the opposite of what we call a forward mortgage, a regular mortgage that most people have on a house, where you purchase a house, you take out a loan from a bank or a lender, and then you're paying that lender, whether it be 10 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or 30 years, and the different types of vehicle. With a reverse mortgage, is the same thing where you have equity, and the borrowers have equity in their home, but they never, ever again have to make a monthly payment for as long as they live in their house.
So instead of the person paying out a mortgage payment every month, they get a payment every month? Is that the reverse part? Because now you're getting money in?
You could either – there are two ways that you can do it, either what we call a fixed or a variable. If you go with a fixed, you must take a lump sum. If you go with a variable, you can take a lump sum or you could have it paid out over time, meaning if you decide till you die, till the borrowers die, and that's the last borrower, the youngest borrower in the house. Or you could take it for a fixed period of time, let's say 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, depending on the borrower's age, the youngest borrower's age in the house, the interest rate, and the appraised value. That is the equity they can take out from their home. So it is a...
It also has to do with age, does it not, the amount that they can take out?
That's what I said. I said the youngest borrower, age.
Okay.
Age, appraisal, and also whatever the interest rates are. And now you're talking about the historically the lowest interest rates ever at the time.
So age, appraisal, and interest rate are some of the factors.
Correct.
That determine what, how much you can take out and how long.
There is a formula, and the reason they say the lowest, the youngest borrower in the household is obviously they go by an actuarial table. So let's say for discussion purposes, the husband is 70 and the wife is 65. They would use the wife's age at 65 because obviously if you're going to go, she's going to live longer than the husband. So that's why they would do it. Obviously, it could be the opposite. The wife could be 70 and the husband could be 65, and that's why they say the youngest borrower. And you could never outlive the loan. And what is the best thing? It's called a non-recourse. The most important thing, you can never, ever owe the lender any money. If you take out a lump sum or you could take it out on a monthly income, whatever you want to do, and if you live for the next 20 years, and let's say your house was worth $250,000 today, and in 20 years, and we do not know which way the housing market is going, is worth $150,000. Everybody's afraid of being upside down now. You could still live in your house, and you still do not own the difference. So when the youngest borrower or both borrowers pass away and it goes to their heirs could do whatever they want with the house. They could buy the house. They can walk away from the house, but it's a non-recourse. They do not owe any money.
So if theirs don't buy the house, it goes to the lender?
It goes to the lender. And by going to the lender, if there's still equity in the house after the lender, just like you would on a first mortgage paying it off, if there's equity in the house after you pay the lender back, it's their principal and interest, the remaining equity must go to the heirs. That was the biggest misconception people had. They just said, oh, if I take a reverse mortgage, I lose control of my house and I don't own it anymore. Not true.
So let's see. Let's maybe do a practical example. I mean, for example, with the economy the last 3 years or so, 4 years, a lot of people are upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're 62 or older, you owe $250,000, but your house is worth $100,000, you wouldn't qualify.
Correct.
So what would be the ideal situation for people? How much equity? What would be just sort of an ideal?
It's not a matter of how much equity. The more equity you have in the house, the better it is. But I will tell you something right now. A great majority of the seniors around the country, they that bought their homes 12, 14, 15 years ago, they didn't do what a lot of the younger, so to speak, baby boomers did. They may have refinanced because they can get a lower interest rate when their interest rates went down a great deal. However, what they also didn't do is increase their mortgage. Mm. So even if they bought a house, let's say $150,000 12 years ago, 14 years ago.
They didn't take cash out.
They didn't take cash out. And maybe by 2006 and 2007, that house may have been worth $400,000 or $450,000 And since then, the values have depreciated, granted, but now it may be worth 3.25. It may be worth $300,000 or $275,000. So if it's $275,000 and they bought it for $150,000, they paid off a lot of the principal, and they have plenty of equity. And many seniors were afraid of what's happening today. They do not even have a mortgage payment.
So what's the biggest advantage? I mean, I know no mortgage payment, but also if you look over, let's say the situation, your house is worth $300,000 and you owe $100,000, and let's say they're able to, the youngest borrower in the household lives another 20 years. What are some...
And they're age 65.
Yeah, pardon me?
No, when they start this process that he's asking.
Yeah, okay. And they're age 65. So again, the $300,000 fair market value, I guess that'd be the appraise value. They owe $100,000.
Right.
And so take us through that a little bit. I'm sort of curious on if we could predict and go into the future and say, okay, they started at age 65. Now it's 20 years later. The last borrower, the youngest of the household, passed away. And it's 20 years later. What are some of the advantages 20 years ago when they did it, and also going through to the end 20 years later? And tell us, you know, just take us each step of the way.
That is an excellent question, and people often ask me that question. The big advantage is we'll start off at the present.
Yeah.
Okay? They have no monthly payments ever.
So no more payments.
No more payments. There is no change in ownership. And at the present time, which is a big advantage, and it doesn't happen in other types of mortgages, there is no income or credit qualifying at the present time. This may change later on with the FHA, but at the present time, there is absolutely no credit qualifying or income qualifying. And as I said before, yes, you have to be 62 or age or older. The proceeds are tax-free. That is a big difference, because the proceeds are tax-free because it's actually considered a loan. So therefore, you don't have to pay any taxes on it. And what it doesn't do, which is great, it doesn't affect Social Security if you're getting Social Security or your Medicare. And as I indicated before, it is a non-recourse loan. And the remaining equity is yours or your heirs, and you own your house forever. Now, specifically in the questions, those are the basic benefits. In fact, I use it's not my own phrase. I got it from someplace else. And when I talk to a senior citizen, I always ask them, how well could you live if you never had to make another house payment again? Regardless of what their mortgage is, the idea is in today's economy, with everything going up, baby boomers, 73%, according to the Arizona Republic, of baby boomers feel they cannot retire at age 65 and will have to do some kind of work, continue working at their job, get a part-time job to help them. By not having a mortgage payment and receiving cash is one way to help the seniors. And when I say receiving cash, it can go for medication when you get older. You can buy a house with it. As long as it's another regulation, it must be, when you take out a reverse mortgage, it must be your primary resident.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're taking out your primary residence and you take out the cash, yes, you can buy an investment property, you can buy a second home, you can do whatever you want with the money. But the reverse mortgage product itself must be on your primary residence.
Yeah, which makes sense. Well, let's take a quick break right now. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean. We have special in-studio guest Barry Walker from First National Bank. We're talking about reverse mortgages. Very important if you are age 62 or older, or if you know someone age 62 or older, because that's this could be a real benefit for a lot of people. And we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed Metropolitan Opera baritone Dmitri Vorostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
At Beerenbaum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean, a great, great CPA. Every first Tuesday from 2 to 3, you can hear The Bottom Line, and that is The Bottom Line.
Once in a while, we get an extra one when there's a 5 Tuesdays.
Oh, yeah, that's right, and that's coming up this month, too.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice roundtable coming up, I think, on Tuesday the 31st, I believe.
Correct.
So we're here in studio with Barry Walker from First National Bank, and we're talking about reverse mortgages. Now, you just gave a scenario of the example I gave was right now going 20 years out, what would happen if the last household borrower passed away 20 years from the day of the reverse mortgage. So let's go back to day one more time. And under the scenario, we had a $300,000 fair market value, $100,000 loan. How much money could they take out on day one? Would it be the equity amount?
Okay. We have a whole scenario for that, which is beautiful at the time. Let's use, because I could give you examples, but I happened to write down one because I needed
something. Sure, let's use your example.
Let's say both borrowers, the husband and wife, are 74 years old. I'm taking that age for a reason, because they got older, and now they have, their house is worth approximately $300,000, and they owe $100,000. What they can do at that age, their equity is 60%. So, in other words, they'd be able to pull out over $122,000 and still have remaining $177,000 of equity in the house. By pulling out $122,000, they could, you know, and it's the same thing with a purchase. That is the big benefit that reverse mortgages never had before. Up until the last couple of years, you weren't allowed to purchase with a reverse mortgage until somebody came up with the idea, what's the difference as long as they're over 62, use the same scenario, and because they have to have their house appraised if they're purchasing it, and you could use the exact same scenario. And the big advantage of that is many people, and you mentioned it, Dave, that may come here from New York, from California, they may have sold their home there and have a lot of equity left and come in here with cash. So instead of putting down $300,000 on a house, let's say, to downsize, they can come in with $122,000 and never have a mortgage payment, and the other $177,000 is the remaining equity in their house.
So that's interesting. So what you're saying is that you can, under that scenario, I think you said $300,000 fair market value, $100,000 loan, $200,000 equity. You said they can take out up to 60% of their equity.
At age 74. Yeah, because I said using that age 74 that we said.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah, because yeah, it goes with age and everything.
Oh,
and the only reason is I happen to do one this morning that the couple was age 74, so I had the numbers.
Oh, I got you. So you can't take 100% of the equity.
No.
You always, okay, that was sort of the point. And okay, so you're always leaving in equity. So I suspect the lenders are doing some type of analysis, risk analysis of how it all shapes up economically.
Well, it is an FHA product, and there is a 2% upfront MIP that goes to the FHA. It does not go to the lender, does not go to the broker if you're using a broker.
MIP standing for?
Mortgage insurance premium. That's what the MIP is for, the mortgage. And as I tell people, I think it's the best insurance that they can buy because, as I indicated before, they can never outlive their mortgage. They never could owe more than whatever they owe. In other words, so the house is always theirs. And by paying the 2%, that is taken care of, that the government is guaranteeing. And when I said that I feel in all the years that I've been in the mortgage business that now the reverse mortgage is probably the safest mortgage on the market because I don't like big government, but with the government regulations for the seniors, what's happening today, it is a beautiful thing. The safeguards are, the benefits are, it's guaranteed by the government. As I said, it's an FHA product. It is non-recourse, no deficiency to borrower or to their heirs. And what I did not mention before you can go any further, if I were to give you a scenario and you and your wife were going to take it out, you have to go through a HUD-approved counselor. I will give you like 12 names. You could either go there or call them up on a phone, and you can pick anyone you want. These are independent counselors approved by the HUD. So therefore, they will go over the product and or products that I discuss with you and your wife. So you and your wife would know each individual aspect of the loan so you cannot be taken advantage of. And this is a big safeguard for seniors. So that is a big – and the government, as I said before, it's government-regulated fees and costs. And the government protection against predatory lending. That means they are not allowing the brokers or the lenders, like what happened to go on 5 or 6 years ago, predatory lending, which gouging, especially for seniors.
So it seems to me this is going to be really big because there's so many baby boomers, so many people, about to hit 62 or already over 62. This might be one of the biggest things coming up in the future for the next, 20, 30 years.
Absolutely. And it's the biggest, as long as the government don't keep changing it.
Yeah.
It is the greatest product right now that ever came out for seniors.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, what's the benefit to the bank? Why are banks doing it? Is it because it's guaranteed by
the
government?
They get their interest the same way. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you were to take out a loan today, a reverse mortgage, and you said, Barry, you're telling me that I can take out $50,000 lump sum in equity today. And then you're going to say, how did I get paid back? They're getting paid, today's rate is just below 5% on a 30-year fixed.
And the banks are getting paid, from the government?
They're taking it partially from the equity that's remaining in your house. Remember I said you always have to have equity in your house. They can chew up that equity in 10 or 20 or 30 years, depending on what the situation is. But you don't have to worry about it as the consumer because you're protected. But they're getting their money. And the FHA is protecting them, and that's why you had to pay the 2%. Or if you went with a variable rate, an adjustable rate, the rate today is like 2.25%.
So that's interesting. So the banks are getting the remaining equity, and if it happens to be all used up, then FHA will pay the difference.
Yep.
Wow, Mitch, this is good.
It's getting better.
It sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
It's absolutely getting a lot better. I've always been wary of it, but with these changes, it's something that I really have to consider for clients.
That is fantastic, actually.
That's why when I had a discussion with Mitch a couple of weeks ago, I had really said to him before, because I am at that age group, and I really went over this product very, very carefully. And I said, I really cannot find any deficiencies at the present time like anyone can find in any mortgage product. In a regular mortgage product, you could say this could happen, that could happen, so forth and so on. I can go under. I have to pay deficiencies. Everything is taken out. Every aspect of it is taken out, taking care of the senior citizen.
Well, realize one thing when we're talking to Barry. He's got a vast experience with regular lending and so much involved with the banking industry along with mortgages that it allows him to kind of compare and contrast the regular mortgages with the reverse mortgages. And so that, Barry, why don't you give them a little bit of your background so that they understand how you came to feel so strongly about the reverse mortgage?
Well, actually, I started in 1967 with actually Citibank back in New York City, and I was doing cooperative apartment financing, which is like condominiums here. The only difference between a cooperative apartment financing versus a condominiums, you physically own real estate. A co-op, you own shares in a corporation. And in New York City, because they had all of these vertical buildings and they had mortgages on it, they sold shares. So when I went into that in the beginning, and I was also doing commercial loans, when I came out here in 1995, I was doing regular mortgages. Reverse mortgages started really hearing about it. It's probably at least 20 years in the making. But up until 5 and 6 years ago, I just felt very, very strongly that I did not want to sell it to seniors, so to speak. And I use the word selling because seniors are very cautious, and they should be. They should know what they're doing, and they should bring in their family, or they should bring in their accountant, or they should bring in their financial. And I tell them every time I speak to one, I say, please, if you have a financial advisor or an accountant, have them call me, or when I make a meeting with you, have them sit there. Let them ask me the questions, because now I feel comfortable. As I said to you before, the fees were very high and the people were limited. The most important thing at the present time is you could take out a reverse mortgage now up to $625,000, and it is not considered a jumbo loan. Somebody who's getting $100,000 and at a fixed rate and paying, as I said, just a little bit below 5%, and somebody getting $625,000 just paying a little bit below 5%, it's the same thing. That's how they're taking care of it. And with the government regulations and with this third party, which this counseling that I told you they had to go through, it is fully explained to the individuals so they feel comfortable with it. So that's when I got involved with it, and I just said, you know what, in today's market, in today's housing market, I could help realtors with new sales, because most realtors don't know that you can purchase a home with a reverse mortgage.
See, this is fantastic. And when we come back from our break, I'm going to ask another question, really comparing that scenario that we looked at earlier, $300,000 fair market value, $100,000 loan, $200,000 equity, with a regular mortgage. If someone wanted to make a different decision, what would that look like? And I think that'll be very interesting to compare. And we'll be right back.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518. At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spien, every first Tuesday from 2 to 3. And we're talking to in-studio guest Barry Walker from First National Bank about reverse mortgages. The question I had, I'm going to rephrase the question because I realized that wasn't quite the question I was aiming at. Comparing a reverse mortgage, not with a regular mortgage, but the alternative of selling your house, because that's what we're really talking about when there's alternatives. You can have a reverse mortgage, or if, in essence, you want to pull money out or et cetera, or you can sell your house pulling money out. So, Barry, tell us a little bit advantages, disadvantages of each one, well, selling versus reverse mortgage.
If you sell the house, you're out of the house. Now you got to go find the house, and depending on the market and the area, where you want to go. If you really like where you're living, you could stay there forever and still pull money out of your home. And that is a big advantage. Many times, it can go both ways, what's happening today. Some people bought 2-story houses when they were 20 years younger. Now they're saying, I can't climb the stairs, that's where my bedroom is, so I want to downsize. So they could, that's where the $300,000, what you could say with the purchase and everything that we were talking about before, they could sell their house, use some of the equity from the sale of their previous home, buy a smaller home, a single-story house. They don't have to climb stairs. And maybe they want a senior community. And when I say a senior community, a lot of communities are 55 and older, so it's not like this is where they're going to end up and this is an old-age home. They could go into a regular senior community. And the difference is they only use a portion of the equity after they sold their house to pay for the new house because there's equity in it. And they still never have to make another mortgage payment. So they have some extra equity from the sale of their previous home, living in a smaller home now, and being able to put money, I call it money in the bank, whether you want to invest it, whether you go to a financial advisor, whatever. But they can put that extra money in and have that security. That is the most important thing today. Today, it's the lifestyle of the seniors. Before, many children and grandchildren were worried about the grandparents or their parents. Today, it's the grandparents' lifestyle. They're living longer, and they're living much more with an active way of life. That is a big, big difference in today's day and age. By having that extra security of not having a mortgage payment, I don't mean they necessarily have to take a European vacation.
But they always have a roof over their head.
They always have a roof over their head. They can still go to the movies. They can still go to dances. They still can take motor trips around the country, do what they want, and not worry about every dime, especially in today's economy. And I don't care what prognosticator you use today, no one is going to know what the value of your home is going to be in 15 or 20 years. So as long as you're able to take equity out of your house now and never have to pay it back, why not do it?
Well, I like what you said. I mean, stay forever. So really, once you do this deal, and if you live, you know, long, long, long time, the advantage goes to you for sure. There's no question about that. Not moving, keeping your lifestyle. There's a lot of advantages to this. Now, let me ask you some maybe more complex questions perhaps. And I have no idea what the answer is, but these questions popped in my head. Mitch knows how things pop into my head, and it's scary sometimes. One is, what if you get divorced during this process? In other words, day one, you're because, you know, marriages are, well, yeah, need I say more? But anyway, I successfully completed my marriage. Let's put it that way. That's your
As
line.
As have I.
Yes, and it was very good. Now, the question is, you're 62. You're both 62, husband and wife. They're 5 years into the reverse mortgage. They're 70. No, there's, well, 67. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Without
a
calculator.
I'll help the accountant.
Yeah, exactly. 67. And they decide to get a divorce. Any problems with that? How does it work? Any complexities?
They're both 62. The youngest one's still living in a house. They're still entitled to live in a house. It's the same thing as... It would be the same scenario if one of the spouses passed away. You only have one
so
in the house.
So whoever gets the house, it just continues
it
on.
Just
Do they have to get off the reverse mortgage?
No.
Okay.
And the only thing, what would happen is their attorney would fight, what's the value of the house? Are you going to pay your spouse? That's up to somebody else. But as far as living in a home, just has to be one of the borrowers as long as they are
gotcha.
In the home and it's still
so
goes
not
in
a
your
problem.
Home. No.
Okay. How about the opposite? What if someone's 62, a single guy, let's say, and for some reason, I can't imagine why, right, Mitch? But at 65, they decide to get married. What's happening there? How does that change anything? Can you put the new spouse on the reverse mortgage? You know, 5 years, 3 years later.
I don't necessarily know why they would. They would just have the spouse on the title.
Unless but they were younger. Let's say they were younger, a little planning.
You have to be 62 or older to be on a reverse mortgage. And you still have the person who was 62 at the time or 65 and married somebody younger.
Yeah.
They're not on a mortgage. It would be the same thing as if you was. Let's look at it this way. If you were single with a regular mortgage and you went out and you bought a home for $200,000, you put down 20%, so you put down $40,000, you have a $160,000 mortgage that you're paying to the lender, and now you decide to get married, regardless of the age of the woman, so you would get married. Far as that goes, the mortgage would still be in your name. And not put the spouse on the mortgage.
You could put them on title, but not on the
right.
Not on the mortgage.
And which we haven't covered, which is important, you can have a reverse mortgage in a trust, and that's important. It has the trust has to be reviewed by us, and I mean by the lender. But you can put it in a trust.
And the trust has to be 62 years old.
No, that's a Mitch joke. Okay, that is a Mitch joke. I'm waiting for at least another one before the end of the
now
show.
We got an email from one of our listeners saying, now the real question isn't if you get divorced during this time, 62 or older, when you have the reverse mortgage or married. The real question, it says, from Phoenix, I won't say the name. Why would anyone want to get married? Okay, so anyway, that's the other question. Now you've been married 40.
Eight plus years.
That's
and
remarkable.
Never had a fight.
Really? Oh, I was looking up on that one. So that's that. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That. That is phenomenal. So you're close to, what do you call it?
I'm a
gold,
dinosaur.
Silver? No, 50 is what?
Silver.
Silver. Gold, no, diamond is 75?
Yes.
And
she may make it. I don't know if I will.
Wow, that's very exciting, though.
But is diamonds forever?
No, I was thinking diamonds are a girl's best friend. Sure. You've heard of that?
Yes.
Well, I gave it to her 50 years ago. That's including when you got engaged.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was a good deal to buy it that long
ago. We actually met in high school.
You did? Really? Yes. Wow.
She was a junior. She was a junior. I was a senior. Yep.
That is remarkable. In fact, I want to get you on Match No Match. No, not to match you up. I have a dating show. But as an example of what it takes to have a successful marriage at 50 years, that would be sort of fun to have you and your wife on the show.
More than anything else, I would consider it an honor, but I would say compromise.
Compromise a big thing?
Yes. And I think working at it.
Does compromise include yes, dear?
That's how I end my evening. I get the last two words in.
Or anything
but
you
my
say?
But my son has a better one, actually, when I told him that. He gets up in the morning and he looks at his wife and he says, "I'm sorry." He figures that he figures that covers him for the day.
Wow, that's a good one. And
then I have to admit, I tried that a couple of times. And
is
I don't
this
know
the one in the promotional products industry?
Yeah, yes. Okay. He lives here in Cave Creek.
That is so cool. Wow. Well, that's quite an accomplishment. So I would think, would you agree, there's certain states that are going to be really, really cooking along with these reverse mortgages. I would think Arizona would certainly be one, maybe Florida, California.
It depends on the person. See, Dave, if I may say, the big misnomer is that you have to be in dire straits to want a reverse mortgage. Oh, my house is going into foreclosure, but I have an equity. I have equity in the house. I can't afford to pay. That's not true. Years ago, a lot of people felt that way because now reverse equity, you could use it for some reverse mortgage. You could use it for so many different avenues. I just did one in a couple of months ago in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
It was referred to me by someone I know out here in Arizona and happened to be a friend of his. And she had her husband had passed away and she was in financial straits. I was able to help her out that way. So there's no state that it's primarily good for. But you could think of, well, you'd say Florida is not a good state because the depreciation of home values there.
Gotcha.
Or Nevada, you know. But again, as I said before, that's not true. If the people had bought their homes 14 or 15 years ago, I guarantee you, as long as they haven't increased their regular mortgage, they still have equity in their house.
Yeah.
And some of them have plenty of equity.
We're now talking about Florida, and I keep thinking about hurricanes. So if the house is no longer around, but they are, what happens?
That's a very good question. Yeah,
that's a very good question. They go to their insurance company and said, "How much are you going to give me to rebuild?"
Oh.
They come in, they walk away because they're not getting reverse mortgage if there's no house there. There has to be a physical home.
Let's face it.
As I said, it is your...
Well, they've got the foundation.
Your primary residence, Mitch. I'll stress that to you.
And a
primary
residence. That's exactly what I want.
And a tent does not qualify for primary residence. I think you have to have facilities. At least that's what I remember in the Internal Revenue Code. And when we come back from our break, we will continue our discussion with Barry Walker from First National Bank. We're talking about reverse mortgages. This is The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean. And we have one more segment, so we'll ask some more questions. And I think it sounds like a really wonderful idea for so many baby boomers and seniors. Anyone 62 or older, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed metropolitan opera baritone Dmitri Vorostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Thank you.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Bottom Line, starring Mitchell Spean, every first Tuesday from 2 to 3, and a show about really helping people to have better cash flow, more net income, a lot of things like that, The Bottom Line. And in studio, we have Barry Walker, who is from First National Bank, and we're talking about reverse mortgages. Now, let's maybe do a little summary, things that we've said, things that maybe we need to clarify. One thing is on a reverse mortgage, no more mortgage payments, but there are certain responsibilities still.
Yes, the responsibility is you must have and pay your property taxes and keep them up to date. You must pay your fire insurance on the home. And we all live in a habitable house, you know, in other words, has to be in good repair. And if you belong to a homeowners association, you have to keep your dues up. Other than that, you do not have any other responsibility.
See, that's pretty good. That's right, Mitch. I
mean, absolutely.
Cut down your costs like that.
Well, and the cash outflow is a huge thing. A lot of people just, when you get to that point, a lot of people are afraid of what they're going to do. Now, in your experience, Barry, have you found more people going for the lump sum versus the annuity?
Yes.
And why would that be?
The reason for that is, as I said, it is non-taxable, and approximately 83% of the reverse mortgages that I've sold to my colleagues and calling the company and asking them approximately which way they're going, because we wanted to know, we are asked that question a lot, go for the lump sum. They want to know what they have in hand. You don't know what the future is going to bring, because with an adjustable rate mortgage or a variable rate, remember what we said, it's starting out at 2.25% today and it's a 1 month LIBOR. You don't know what it's going to be 5 years, 8 years, 10 years down the road. Here, I just said, it happens to be, I said, a little bit below 5% is a fixed rate mortgage, a 30-year. That's what it's based on, the FHA 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. You know what you're getting, and you're taking out the lump sum right now, and you're getting all your money up front. And if you don't need the money, well, put it away. And what I tell people is what they were getting into trouble before, some of the seniors forgot, and they did not pay their property tax on time, and they did not pay their fire insurance. The reason for that is, I'm only surmising, and I do not have statistics on it, that probably 95% of everybody here in Arizona, they have their property tax and their fire insurance taken out of their monthly mortgage payments. So they assume since they're not paying a mortgage payment, I don't have to pay it. Yes, will they get a notification that you have to pay your property tax? But a lot of seniors just disregard it. And they got into trouble. I emphasized, and I said, please, make sure you know that.
Is there a way of setting up an escrow account for somebody so that they can do it on a monthly basis?
That's one of the FHA is looking into, that to have enough financial wherewithal to pay. What I tell people to do is using a figure, let's say, between your property tax and your homeowner's insurance, let's say, for discussion purposes, it's $3,600 for the year. I said, if you're getting $25,000, $50,000, $60,000 equity out of it in one lump sum. Put 2 years away, $7,200. So when you get that notification, when your fire insurance is due for your home, when your property tax is due, you have that $3,600 and you don't have to look for it. Or if they're getting a monthly payout, put a certain portion away. But we do emphasize, I say we because I have a partner that works with me, and we definitely emphasize make sure you pay that. Otherwise, your obligation. You don't want to go into foreclosure for a simple thing of not paying your taxes, especially when you have the money.
That totally makes sense. Now, a big misconception is if the lender can ever take the house during this process of having a reverse mortgage, and the answer is no.
Absolutely not. As long as the three conditions that I mentioned to you before.
Which is really, you talked about security, and I think that's really important for senior citizens to have that security, knowing that you just won't get booted out of your house. I mean, that's got to be big.
You know, that was the American dream, and people used their home and said, that's going to be my retirement, a little bit of pension, whatever I have, some Social Security and my home. And we all know that could have been what happened in the stock market. They lost a lot of their viability, that the income that they would have had. So this can help them out tremendously and give them some sense of security. And with FHA stepping in and really safeguarding, and that's the most important thing, it is safeguarding for seniors.
That makes sense. Now, you know, unfortunately, with the bubble bursting the last 3-4 years in real estate, a lot of people are upside down. So that would not qualify. You talked about it earlier. You have to have some equity, and that's important. But what can people do? I guess they can wait it out. Or, like you said, I mean, if they put more, I don't know if they'd want to do this, but I guess they could sell their existing house, buy another house. But you said you can purchase at a reverse mortgage.
Well, it would be very, very difficult to sell your house and get equity to buy another house because you just said if the house is upside down.
Well, I mean, if you got money from relatives, I don't know if there's any advantage to doing that because then you're putting money into something.
There's no restrictions. You can get gift money.
Yeah.
From a third party.
So you
not a seller carry back, not concessions from the realtor. But if you're going to purchase a home, it doesn't necessarily have to be a mother, father, sister, or brother. Somebody else as a third party can give you a gift, can give that senior a gift, and they could use that as a down payment for a home.
So that's interesting. So you could, I guess there is some strategy, maybe a little more complicated, but if you are upside down, you could, you know, if you had a relative that wanted to give you a bunch of money, you could then move out of your house, rent your house that's upside down, and you know, wait it out until things get better, and then take that gift money and still do a reverse mortgage on a purchase.
Yes.
What do you think of that? Good idea?
But that's,
could be.
Isn't the amount that you're buying, putting down, isn't that essentially your equity?
Yeah, but you mentioned it
earlier.
No,
you're going to have more equity. In other words, we're going by age. Remember what I said. We're going by age, basically interest rate, and appraised value.
So that
74-year-old, as I said, that was purchasing that $300,000 home was putting down $122,000 in change.
To get the reverse mortgage.
To get the reverse mortgage.
That's what I was thinking.
And they have $177,000 of equity. That is what the lender is using. They're not getting that. But the idea is they
didn't. But if it's a new purchase.
They didn't have to put down the whole $300,000 if they didn't want to have a mortgage, which we use that as a scenario. We're saying if you sold a home for $400,000 or $500,000, for instance, and you're going to buy a house for $300,000, before that they would have paid put down the entire $300,000.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, keep a lot of your own extra equity that you when you sold your other house, only put down the $122,000 and change.
And you have a $300,000.
And you got a $300,000 house.
That's why I brought it up. Yep.
And then that, then they don't have to have a reverse mortgage. They don't have to have a monthly payment.
See, that's fantastic, though.
Yes.
And that's why I brought up this alternative for people that then think there's an alternative. If you're upside down and you happen to have a rich relative, I guess that's a second qualification.
Well, I'm not getting into that because that could be legalities, and I want to stay out of that arena, to be honest with you.
And I think that the gift issues we're gonna, with the $5 million, we're going to have to make sure that – see if they extend that.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, under this scenario, I was thinking of when you earlier said you just need $122,000 to put into something that's worth $300,000, you got a reverse mortgage.
Using that age of 74.
Yeah. So that's really interesting scenario if you think about that. So I think there is hope for a lot of different people.
And that is why I have been talking to many realtors right now, because it's another avenue for them to make sales in a tough market. You know, they keep saying the housing market is coming back and it's better than it was before, but there are not too many realtors that are doing super, super well yet. And if they could speak to a senior citizen and say, hey, do you know you don't have to put down as much money as you think you may, why don't we go with it with a reverse mortgage? And that's why I'm trying to spread the word there.
And how do you do that? I mean, other than being on Breakthrough Thinking, this is great. Do you spend a lot of time with realtors right now?
I do networking, and I do ask for referrals, and I constantly am networking. So I am seeing, and I belong to an organization called SAR, which is the Scottsdale Area Association of Realtors, which I deal with commercial realtors and residential area realtors, rather.
Now, do you have many competitors now, a lot of people looking at it the same way you are, or are you sort of the first one that's really doing this?
Right now, First National Bank is the eighth largest lender in reverse mortgages. Mm. And that is the reason for that is Wells Fargo, which was number one, which was by far the largest reverse mortgage lender in the country, and Bank of America are both no longer doing reverse mortgages.
They're not. So, do you know why? That's interesting.
Wells Fargo, but I'd rather not go into it because they've had their problems with reverse mortgages by, like I said.
Probably the older ones, the older reverse mortgages rather than the current ones.
Yeah, that's a whole different scenario. It. Well, they're on line one right now, B of A. Welcome to the show. Just kidding. That would be really amazing. B of A, what's wrong with you? Okay. Oh, yes. And, of course, Tom, how much time we have left? Probably about 3-4. Oh, 2 minutes. Okay, perfect timing. So how do people get in touch with you, Barry?
My direct number is 480-778-9050.
So 480-778-9050. And it's certainly worth at least talking to you because you just never know. You always have to explore your options, and it sounds like a fantastic situation for so many people.
We never charge a consulting fee, and I'll answer all the questions and be more than happy for you to meet me at my office, or I can go to your office or your home to help anybody who has a situation that they'd like to discuss with me.
Wow, I like on your card it says, over a century of putting people first. That really summarizes you, Barry. I could tell you coming from the heart. And I know you wouldn't do anything that you wouldn't do for yourself. This is really sounds like a great opportunity for those who would perhaps qualify, but at least call you, right? At least to find out.
You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. That's really my philosophy on this product.
So that's Barry Walker, 480-778-9050. Thank you, Barry Walker, for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Barry. And Mitch, how do people get in touch with you?
They can get a hold of me at mitch@jfbpc.com or area code 602-266-5633.
Well, this is great. Well, again, Barry, thank you so much. And maybe we should have a follow-up on this in the near future because I really think there's incredibly great value for what you're offering. And it's a product that's backed, like you said, by the government. And it really sounds like a good situations for so many people. And we'll be right back with the Green Roundtable from 3 to 4.
familyvaluesradio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Tolleson, Phoenix.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues, corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business, 602-750-4518.
Hello, this is Michael Dixon. Internationally acclaimed Metropolitan Opera baritone Dmitri Varostovsky will perform a one-time-only opera gala concert with the Phoenix Opera Orchestra and Chorus Tuesday, January 10th at the Orpheum Theater. We've seen the sensational singer in the Met's live HD broadcasts. Now hear him live in concert January 10th. It'll be the musical event of the season. Get tickets now at the Orpheum box office and at phoenixopera.org.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.